This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday. Come on in, stay a while. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Marvin is back today.
Yeah.
Wow, it is getting competitive for most valuable Danette. Okay. Seton's not here. Hope he's feeling better. But Marv, we're glad to have you back. We missed you.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Todd didn't miss me, but thanks, everyone.
I did miss him. I just chose not to clap in that moment. I don't like to be like coerced or forced into applauding.
Todd views you as his chief competition for most valuable Danette.
I was thinking about competition for all four awards.
Okay. Todd could sweep them. But once again, you can vote. You only get one vote, but you can vote on all the awards and go to danpatrick.com. We'll announce the winner next week at the end of the week. Yes, Paulie?
Most improved. I don't know how Marvin can win that because it'd be like a rookie in the NFL winning most improved player. He was not in the NFL the previous year. He was in the building, Marvin, doing good work, but he was not out here.
The George Mikan most improved Danette Award.
Maybe the most to prove Marvin could win that one because he was just answering phone calls there for a while. Then we handed that off to Tyler. He's standing by taking your phone calls. And then Marvin got elevated. And then McLovin decided to set sail and become a journalist.
People are saying we should name the least valuable Danette the McLovin Memorial Least Valuable Danette. Wow. Some people have said that, not me.
Okay. You would not.
No.
No, you would not do that.
Considered it.
All right. Hour two on this program. We'll talk to Albert Breer from the Monday Morning Quarterback. Always enjoy talking to him. Marcellus Wiley, the former All-Pro defensive end, will stop by as well. Argentina rolls Croatia, facing the winner of France and Morocco. That match later on today. Alex Ovechkin, hat trick and 800 goals. He is zeroing in, not only on Gordie Howe, who he'll pass and soon, and then you have the great one, at 894. You know, you talk about goals and you go, oh my gosh, if he gets past Gretzky, well, Wayno is always going to be the great one. I mean, that nickname, how can you be better than the great one? And the impact that Gretzky had. That there's very few players in their sports that have an impact that would be greater than Wayne Gretzky, what he did with hockey. Because of Wayne, you know, offenses, expansion, you know, he had cities in the southern part of the country that wanted to have hockey. He went to the Kings. It was a big deal. It was must see. You wanted to go see the great one. You wanted to see what it was all about. And then if you ever stood next to Wayne, you'd go, how? Like, how? When I stood next to Joe Montana the first time, I go, you got to be kidding me. I've never stood next to Messi, but it's probably the same thing. You're going, really? How? Gretzky looks like a golfer. Montana looks like a place kicker.
Yeah.
You just go, you know, Joe maybe weighs 180 pounds, 185, 6'2 maybe. You just go, how is that possible? And Wayne, you just can't imagine the speed of the game, physicality of the game, and that guy has 894 goals. And as great as Ovechkin is, Wayne was so much more than just goals. The number of assists, he'd be the all-time leading scorer. I mean, you factor that in. Now, he did play on great teams, but, you know, here's an egoless star. And that's what Wayne was. Because he would rather give you a great pass, but he was just, he was so great at scoring goals. And Ovechkin is the biggest guy on the block when he's out there, and he is hungry to score goals. Now, scorers talk about you get addicted. You know, you score two, you want to get it back. You want to keep scoring. You never score enough. And Ovechkin, he has that, where it's just never enough. And had a hat trick last night as he zeroes in on Wayne Gretzky next season to be able to get 894 goals. Yeah, Marv.
Are there any awards named after Wayne Gretzky? Should it just be all of them? Like the Hart Trophy just should be called the Gretzky
yeah.
Trophy?
Yeah. Yeah, it should. Yeah, we were talking about the NBA awards. That if you're LeBron James, I think you got to be privately disappointed where somebody goes, oh, did you hear they renamed the MVP trophy? And LeBron's like, yeah? Yeah, they're calling it the Michael Jordan Award. How would Kareem feel? You know, Kareem probably doesn't care. LeBron would care. Because LeBron's probably saying, hey, I'm still fighting the good fight. I want people to look at the totality of my career. I'm going to have a greater career than Michael Jordan. Longevity-wise, you know, point, he's going to be the all-time leading scorer. He's going to be, you know, one of the all-time assist guys. And he probably goes, wait, what did the NBA do? Yeah, they basically closed the argument there. It's Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Yes, Marv.
DP, don't do that. I don't want callers. Michael Jordan never lost in the finals. Actually, he never lost a game, and he never missed a shot.
That's
so
true.
Relax.
Yes, Todd.
Can they make the In the Conversation with Michael Jordan Award? How would LeBron feel about winning that a couple of years in a row?
Oh, man. Fascinating.
Peacock has the most live sports of any streaming service. Watch live games and events from the Premier League, NASCAR, PGA Tour, every Sunday night football game, and the Dan Patrick Show. It's all streaming now on Peacock. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Kyler Murray done for the season. And that wasn't a surprise. The thing to keep an eye on is how much time he puts in with the rehab. Not that we're going to get updates, you know, but this is a long grind for Kyler Murray. This is the first time he's going to be tested. Tested to, you're on your own. You got to make sure you put in the time to be ready to come back next season. And because he's not going to stop running. That's his best weapon. He has to put in this time, and you almost have to have somebody monitoring him throughout all of this. And there's already been questions about his work ethic. This is really hard because this is boring. Having gone through rehab a few times with the shoulder and my knee, it's just you and a physical therapist and whatever music they're playing over the loudspeakers when you go in there. It is dark and depressing. And this is going to be a real challenge for him. At that age, it's going to be a real, real challenge. All right. Let's see. Everything else. Poll question for hour two. Ton?
Another poll we can go with is... whose career would you... I was just talking to Bob Ryan a moment ago, so I just ran back to my desk. Whose career would you want? Lionel Messi or Alex Ovechkin?
It's Lionel Messi?
Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
Because I watch a lot of soccer.
Hey, Lionel.
Lionel train. Would you rather have a Lionel train for Christmas? Lionel Messi or Alexander Ovechkin?
Well, I'd rather be Messi.
I threw that out there, even though I know Ovechkin is not in the same category.
Well, he can never be the greatest in his sport.
Right. I don't... Messi is... I think he's greatest of our era. I think Pele still may have him.
I think it's Pele.
Pele, Mbappe, Lionel Messi.
I think Messi has a better chance of being the greatest of all time than Ovechkin does.
But, yes, clearly. I mean, I think Ovechkin's probably not going to pass Lemieux or Gretzky or Hull and those guys.
I think Lemieux would have been the greatest hockey player of all time if he had been healthy. I just, to me, to see somebody that big, that athletic, and cut short, Lemieux to me always, he fascinated me in the same way that Gretzky did, where you go, somebody that big is that nimble on the ice. Great hands, speed. But still, if you ever stand next to Gretzky, and don't stare, but if you stand next to him, you'll be like, damn, how did he do it? All right, free agency has certainly lived up to the hype in baseball. Carlos Correa got 13 years, $350 million for the faceless San Francisco Giant. I don't know if anybody's coming out to see Carlos Correa, but he's probably going to play third base. But that kind of money, he's going to be, what, 41 when it's all said and done? Aaron Judge got his money. And I start to look at all these numbers. You know, Trey Turner got paid. What is Shohei? Is Shohei Ohtani going to ask for $500 million? And I'm not joking. What is Shohei Ohtani worth? He's 28. What's he got? One more year with the Angels? Then we hit the open market? I'm going to guess he's going to want a 10-year deal for $500 million. Yeah, Paul.
Like, if you look at Carlos Correa, I know in Houston he was really good. He had a couple of really good seasons, but he's not superstar numbers. I think last year, 291, 22 homers. He's similar as a batter to Ohtani. Like, you know, Ohtani's almost as good as him just batting. If you didn't even include the pitching, right? You know what I'm saying? Ohtani's had as good of hitting seasons as that, power wise.
But I would argue, if I'm Shohei Ohtani's agent, you got to give me two contracts here, because you're getting him as a pitcher. You're getting him as a hitter. You're also getting the Japanese market that will buy merchandise with Shohei Ohtani. He's a global star. That's a $500 million player. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, so agents are supposed to get their athletes the most money. Let's say the most money is with the Angels for Ohtani, but the most marketing money would be with the Dodgers. Because then you're playing in the postseason every single year. And that's when people who don't care about Dodgers or, you know, the other teams watch. Casual fans watch a postseason. Nobody's watching Angels games.
No.
Nationwide.
He should look at what happened with Mike Trout.
Yep.
Now, you want to trust the organization. This is an organization that I think used every one of their draft picks on pitchers last year. I mean, where are they going? They're irrelevant. And look at what the Padres are doing. So the Padres and Dodgers, they're spending money. They're not going away. I got the World Series odds right now. Through everything that happened, free agency, Dodgers are the favorites, the Astros are the favorites, followed by the Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Braves, and Padres. Mets, Braves, and Padres all have the same odds to win the World Series. But Carlos Correa, you know, they whiffed. They didn't get Aaron Judge. You had to get somebody. And if you're a fan base, you at least want your team to be alive and have a pulse and do something. Are you going to go out and see Carlos Correa? No, you're not. Now, when he was with the Astros, yeah, you would, because that was a great team. He was part of a great team. If he's the singular guy, you're going to go out and you're going to, hey, yeah, had a couple of base hits today, you know? That ain't doing it. Not doing it. Yeah, Paul.
And the Padres, you know, with Tatis back, he's the kind of guy who gets people's attention. But their whole lineup now, the Padres, is exciting. It's like the Dodgers lineup is a number of good players. They lost Trey Turner. Yeah, they've lost some you know, guys like that, Seager. But, man, the Angels, I couldn't stay with the
Bellinger's
Angels.
Bellinger's gone.
I'd take 10% less to play for the Dodgers over the Angels.
Yeah, with the hope that I'm playing I will be playing in a playoff game. And maybe a few playoff games. Maybe a World Series. That's where your reputation is forged. You know, it's nice to have regular season number. And maybe these players, maybe they'd go, it doesn't matter. I still get paid. But getting that recognition. Mike Trout's played in 3 playoff games. The greatest player of this generation, and nobody's seen him. Unless it's an all-star game. Yeah, Marv.
Is the regular season MLB MVP trophy named after Mike Trout?
It could.
We're going to do every league.
Yeah.
MLS,
yeah.
Landon Donovan.
Yeah. Let's see. Sam in Texas. Hi, Sam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, first time, long time. Love you guys.
Thank you, Sam.
Earlier y'all were talking about Tom Brady getting autographs and, you know, running into people that you never got an autograph from. My sister actually dated Cliff Kingsbury when they were in high school, and he was with the Patriots, and he came to one of our open gyms. I was like a junior in high school. He played with us. I was getting done afterwards, waiting for my parents to pick me up, and he swings by and he's like, "Hey, you need a ride home? I still remember where you live." And I was like, "Yeah, man, that'd be awesome." Getting his, he had a black Escalade, a million footballs in there. There had been at least 50 footballs in the backseat of his Escalade. Anyways, we're just sitting there and we're talking. We're just shooting the breeze on the way back to my house and asking how family's doing. He drops me off and I'm like, "Man, it was great to see you again." He's like, "Yeah, you're a heck of a player. You know, still playing ball." Yeah. He drives away, and I just, why didn't I get his autograph?
No, it's a better story. No. But you knew him. No, it's a better story. You don't get an autograph.
Yeah, we threw the football. We used to throw the ball in the front yard. I remember we were throwing the baseball one time, and I threw it over his head, and I broke the window of the RV of our neighbors. And he was like, he took the blame for it, actually. He was like, "Oh, he told my dad, you know, it was my fault. It was my fault. I missed it. I should have caught it."
Wow. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, Paulie.
I wish we had him on the phone. I kind of want to see what his sister looks like of Cliff Kingsbury. Right,
well, there. I know. Did his sister get an autograph right from Cliff? Cliff.
Backseat of the Escalade was more than footballs back then.
Yeah, there's no room back there.
Why do you keep a bunch of footballs?
Yeah. Why do you have 50 footballs back here? In case somebody wants an autograph, you know?
That's how he got numbers from girls. Just sign. Put your number on the football.
Yeah. It'd be like me carrying around glossy pictures, you know, just in case somebody says, "Hey, you want an autograph?" Maybe I do that already. All right, let me take a break. Our good buddy Albert Breer is going to join us coming up here. Got a few things to talk to him about and more phone calls as well. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Masterclass. Oh, what a great opportunity. And it's one of those if you go, "I don't know what to get him," or "I don't know what to get her." Masterclass. You know why? Masterclass membership. Once you get one, you get the second one for yourself. You can get that one for free. Masterclass, unlimited access, online classes from the world's best, anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. They have over 180 world-class instructors, and they will help you. Let's say you want to make a movie. James Cameron. He's got the new Avatar movie coming out. How about starting a business? Richard Branson. How about cooking lesson? Gordon Ramsay. Maybe he'll yell at you. Cinematic on-demand videos short enough to fit into your everyday life. Watch from your phone, tablet, living room, or just you can listen on the go in audio mode. This year, give somebody what they've always wanted, Masterclass membership, and get a second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick today. That's masterclass.com/Patrick. Limited time only. Terms apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, "Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can."
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. More phone calls coming up. You know, the NBA naming these awards, and I still find it hard to believe that they named the MVP award after Michael Jordan when Kareem has more MVPs than Michael Jordan. But it felt like we can market Michael Jordan as the MVP trophy. But if you're LeBron James, you're probably thinking, well, any argument that I had, it just dissipated because the NBA is saying that's the greatest of all time. Let's bring in Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist for the Monday Morning Quarterback. Does the NFL do this, name awards after former players?
Well, they did the Walter Payton Award. I mean, that was, I think, previously just the Man of the Year, if I remember right. And then I believe when Walter Payton passed that they named it after him, I think. So,
but what about like the MVP? If I said regular season MVP in the NFL, who would you name the award after?
I mean, I guess like on the Jordan premise, it would be Tom Brady, right? Like, I don't know. Like, I heard what you said there on Jordan versus Kareem, and you know, Kareem won more MVPs. But I mean, I grew up in the '90s, and I remember it was like he could have won it every year, and it was almost like I remember like Charles Barkley won in '93. No one thought Charles Barkley was a better player that year than Michael Jordan. No disrespect to Charles Barkley. I think Karl Malone won it like 97 or 98, right?
Yep.
So, I think like it's about the greatest player, and the greatest player is Tom Brady. So I think you'd probably name it the Tom Brady MVP award, right?
No, I would do Peyton Manning, and then I would have the Super Bowl MVP, Tom Brady.
That makes some sense. Yeah. Do you think Peyton would take that as a slap in the face? You know what I mean?
I would hope that he would understand that, hey, I was a great regular season quarterback and I have more MVPs than Tom, but facts are facts here, Albert. Yeah. Tom's your MVP when it came to the biggest game, you know, of the year.
No question. Yeah. That'd be interesting though, because like did they name the rookie of the year after someone in basketball? Is there a name for that one?
Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay, because like you go through those different ones, like would it be like the Randy Moss Rookie of the Year? Because you remember Randy was such a comet as a rookie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be interesting to go through them. Like Lawrence Taylor, Defensive Player of the Year, I think is easy, right? Like,
yep.
I think it'll probably be LT.
Yep.
So yeah, there's some interesting arguments there. Jerry Rice, Offensive Player of the Year.
Could do that. I always hated when they did Offensive Player of the Year and then they did MVP.
Right, because it's like, how is the MVP? The MVP is always an offensive player, so how is the MVP not the offensive player of the year? When I vote on those things, I always try to make it as like best individual performer, and I feel like it's almost become the best non-quarterback award, right? Quarterback award is the MVP, so it's almost always like this year, I think most people probably vote for Justin Jefferson for offensive player of the year.
Is the MVP award Jalen Hurts to lose?
It's a great question. I think I did a poll on this at the midseason point, so after 9 weeks, and I can't remember how many executives, but it was, I don't know, 50 or something like that, and the answer was overwhelmingly Patrick Mahomes. And I think like it's interesting the way we do these things, because sometimes it's just like, well, and it's like, I think Mahomes has almost entered into that Brady Jordan category where it's like he could probably win it every year. And like, if you look at like what Mahomes has accomplished without Tyreek Hill, you know, like Tyreek Hill leaves there and they bring in, you know, Valdez Scantling and Juju Smith-Schuster and all these new guys, Sky Moore, the rookie, and like they haven't really missed a beat, and they've carried a defense that's had its issues. Like the defense had serious problems in Denver last weekend. You know what I mean? Like, and so I think what Jalen Hurts has done is phenomenal. And sometimes like we almost treat the MVP award as the breakthrough performer. You know what I mean? Like it's the guy who is on a really great team who took a huge step, and Jalen Hurts fits that. Like Jalen Hurts fits like what Mahomes was in 2018, right? Where he's like sort of the breakthrough guy for a really great team. But I mean, if we're talking about value to a franchise, I think it's really, really hard to beat Mahomes, especially this year when they lost so much, when they lost such an important piece around him and changed out so many people around him.
You got some awkward quarterback situations coming up. Short term, long term. Seattle, you're going to stay with what you have. You got a high draft pick here. You know, the Lions with Jared Goff.
Yep.
If he makes the playoffs there, what the Ravens have, short term, long term, the Rams, what they have, Baker Mayfield, the Packers, what they have. Like, if you were going to do, like, prioritize the most awkward quarterback situation, where would you start?
The Raiders are interesting, because they haven't had the success that they envisioned, I think. You know, I think the guys who went in there, Josh McDaniels, Dave Ziegler, thought they were closer than maybe they were. And you don't do things like trading for Devontae Adams and signing Chandler Jones if you don't think you're close. And the reason I bring them up first is because they're the first one that's going to have to make a decision, because there's a thing in there's an element of Derek Carr's contract where $40 million vests is fully guaranteed, I think it's 3 days after the Super Bowl. So they're going to have to make a decision on Derek Carr in the middle of February at a time when two quarterbacks who played for Josh are probably going to be available in Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo. Both those guys obviously have open road to free agency. So that's one that's really interesting. And I think we'll get an answer on that one before we get an answer on the others.
Okay.
As far as which one's most awkward, I mean, I guess Green Bay, just because, you know, like you're at that point with Jordan Love where you're going to have to make a decision on his fifth year option. That's coming in May. You've got this, you know, just massive contract that gives Aaron Rodgers a ton of control over the situation. That one I think is at least interesting. And if Aaron lets his decision, like allows for his decision to bleed into March, you know, then that has potential to really kind of, you know, kind of handcuff the Packers as far as their planning, you know? And so that one's a little awkward. I don't think Seattle's that awkward. I mean, I think Seattle, they try to sign Geno Smith, and, you know, I think Geno becomes like the, like Alex Smith in Kansas City. I know that I've used that example with you in the past where, like, you feel comfortable with Geno as your starting quarterback. Is he going to be your starting quarterback forever? No, but he can help you get to the next one. And you can win with him. I mean, he's shown that already. You know, so I don't think Seattle's quite as awkward as, say, Green Bay or Vegas will be once the season ends.
We're talking to the Monday morning quarterback, Albert Breer. The Brady situation, it feels fluid that, you know, you can see the frustration. He probably realizes the ceiling is, you know, not that high. And if you could go someplace where you add water and stir, and he's that guy that you're stirring,
yeah.
The Raiders seems like a really interesting landing spot there.
Yep.
You see that as a real possibility?
Yeah, I think it's on the table. Like, I think I don't know if he's going to play next year, right? Like, so I don't think he knows if he's going to play next year. You know, obviously he's been through a lot personally in the last few months, and I think that's a factor when it comes to all of this. You know, his kids are getting older. But – you know, I do think that there's like an appreciation for some of the things that he had in New England now, you know, the way he was coached in New England, the way the operation ran in New England. And so I think if he's going to keep playing, it's going to be in a place where he doesn't need to run the whole thing. And I think there have been times in Tampa where he's felt like he was responsible for a lot of different things around him and keeping things straight. And, you know, even down to like the offseason program, the way they're in the offseason program the last few years, like post COVID, was the young players would come in and work with the coaches, and then Brady would take the vets and they would sort of work on their own offsite, you know? And so like, I think going to a place where there's more structure and maybe he can just go and play would probably appeal to him. And I think like Vegas and San Francisco could offer those situations. Now, San Francisco's quarterback situation is obviously fluid, but they flirted with it before. They left the light on for him last year. I think they would consider it if Brady would consider them after this year. And then Vegas is obvious because there are pieces in place. I think Brady probably believes people would follow him there. And obviously there's a lot of, you know, carryover in what he did for 20 years in New England with what they're trying to build there.
Do we know the official reason why Bruce Arians is no longer the coach in Tampa?
I genuinely think he wanted to give Todd Bowles – like, I genuinely think that that was the biggest thing.
Okay.
Was he wanted to give Todd Bowles the chance to run the show. And he wanted to give Todd Bowles the chance to have a winning team. And he felt – and I think that there was a belief that the clock was sort of ticking on that group. And, you know, there was only – he wasn't going to get very many swings at handing this over to a guy that he loved in Todd. Were things perfect between he and Brady? No, there was definitely friction, you know, but I think the bigger factor for Bruce was kind of like looking at it globally and saying, I have my ring. It just sort of feels like time for me. And I want to do something for a guy that I think the world of. And he and Todd, I mean, BA is close to a lot of his coaches, but he and Todd are like, they're like family, you know? And so okay. I think that that was maybe the biggest factor in walking away when he did.
Kyler Murray's injury have any impact on Lamar Jackson's contract?
It's an interesting question because it was such a freak injury. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that sort of could have happened to anybody. Like, that wasn't about Kyler Murray being an athletic quarterback who gets out on the edge and runs, right? Like, that was more, yeah, he was doing that when he got hurt. But, I mean, it could have happened anywhere on the field. So I don't know how much it factors into the way the Ravens approach Lamar, because I think the Ravens are committed to paying Lamar. I think the question is, and will continue to be, is Lamar willing to take a conventional quarterback contract, or does Lamar want to do something groundbreaking like what Deshaun Watson did with his contract? And that's sort of where the divide was, you know? And so, like, and they franchise him. I think that they try to get him done on a conventional quarterback contract. I think at the end in the summer sort of turned into a staring contest and who's going to blink first. And the Ravens have handled this very carefully because they know trust is such a big thing to Lamar, and they wanted to handle everything with him man to man. And they didn't want any of the negotiation being held in the public forum. And I think they'll continue to handle it that way. I think they genuinely want to get Lamar done as much as anything else, Dan, because like if they're so built around him.
Yeah.
Like, what would they do if they didn't have him? You know what I mean? It's not like there's like an easy answer to replace Lamar Jackson when you built that way.
Cliff Kingsbury safe in Arizona?
Oh, I don't. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think it's like I don't know if it's totally out of the realm of possibility. There's like a mutual parting. It just feels to me like there's a lot going on there. And like I think like the biggest thing that is standing in the way of everything is the contract. And things were so awkward there, Dan, at the end of the year. Like they canceled a number of personnel meetings that are like, these are like normal, like end of the year personnel meetings, like wrap up, talk about this player, that player, those normal like scouts and coaches go through the roster, evaluate everything. They canceled a couple of those abruptly. And after they got blown out by the Rams, that was on a Monday night. I think really through like Friday of that week, there were a lot of people in that building who were wondering if they were going to get fired. So you went from that to like a month later, the GM and the coach have 5-year extensions and are signed through 2027. And you've got an ownership group that isn't flush with cash, that generally hasn't liked to blow the whole thing up. If you look like when they fire people over the years, they've generally been half measures and doesn't like to eat contract. And there are 5 years left on the contracts of Steve Keim and Cliff Kingsbury. And so I think as much as I think that 100%, like everyone's job would be on the line there right now if those contracts hadn't been done. And then the question becomes, how do they get out of this? Does Cliff want to go forward, you know, with the team? Does you know, like how do they view Steve Kime? Like, there are so many unanswered questions that I think are going to demand some tough conversations over the next month in that building.
I'll try to phrase this correctly so you understand it, but who overplayed their hand more, the media covering Odell Beckham Jr. or Odell Beckham Jr.?
You mean like the proclamations that he's going to be ready in a, he's ready to roll and all of that?
Nobody asked the one question that drove me crazy, Albert, is when can you play?
When can you play? Right. No, I mean, and look, like, I think, I mean, what he said turned some people off. Like, what he said on like Amazon, like, I know that turned some people off. Like, cause there was like a sort of a, like, and I think Odell did a lot to repair his reputation over the last year, but when you've got players who are fighting through things to get through December and like a guy just flat out says like, I don't really see the point in playing in the regular season. There are some people that are wondering, and now this guy, and now he wants like an extra, he wants another year on the contract. Like, you're going to have some pause there. So look, like, he had, like, he was not healthy last year. And I think there's a part of this that, you know, goes back to last year and the Rams trying to, when the Rams signed him, and I think I said this to you last week, like they when they signed him, it was like, we don't think, like, if we looked at this physical and it was September, we wouldn't sign you because we wouldn't think you could make it to the end of the season. But because we're near the end of the season, we think we can get you to the finish line, and they almost got him there.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think, like, he's cognizant of the knee. I think he wants to go to a winning situation because he knows, and I've said this to you before too, like, he knows what playing for the Rams did for his image last year and did for the way people think of him last year. And yet, like, he comes out and he says this, and it's like, if you're one of these teams that's in it fighting for a championship, are you worried about what that might do to your to the mix of your team? And so, you know, I think, like, the Cowboys, the Bills, you see them make moves this week, and I think they've left the door open. But as we've sort of seen, the Chiefs go get Kadarius Toney before the trade deadline, and then the Bills sign Cole Beasley, and the Cowboys sign T.Y. Hilton. You see, like, this sort of implicit message coming from these teams that is, hey, we'll leave the door open, but I think we've learned that if we're bringing you in, we have to treat you like anything we get from you is a bonus. And that's why I think, like, the next few weeks, it's going to kind of come down to what Odell wants out of the rest of this year. And, you know, I like, look, we've all seen it. Sometimes people get hurt, and there could be something happening that happens somewhere that opens the door, and Odell gets everything he wants. But obviously these meetings, you know, I think indicated certain things to teams where they're being careful with them.
I want you on record. The Rams starting quarterback next year will be?
On record. I'm going to cautiously say Matthew Stafford, because I don't think he wants to go out like this, but I don't think it's a sure thing he's back. And I think Baker Mayfield would have a chance to be their starting quarterback, at least the bridge quarterback, if Matthew decides to move on. And I think, like, I think it's more than just one thing with Matthew. Like, it's how is the arm, you know, because they had to manage that during camp and everything else. And that's something that he's dealt with over the last 2 years. So it's the concussion thing. It's how's the arm. It's physically, where is he at? Because, like I've said to you before, I don't think this is a guy who's hanging around until he's 43 years old. Like, I think when it's time, he's going to be ready to walk away. And maybe that time is a month from now. I'm just not certain on it, and I wouldn't want to predict that before you know that physically he feels like he can't go anymore.
I sounded like I was on 60 Minutes when I said to Albert, I want to get you on record. give me this on record here. Thanks for joining us as always, Albert.
All right, thanks, Dan.
That's the Monday Morning Quarterback, Albert Breer. Yeah, I sound like a real journalist there. I'm going to ask the tough questions. I want you on record. I ordered a code red there. Yes, Pony.
Well, we love having that audio for next year when we bring back our regular guests.
Yeah. Yeah. Albert, I'm going to bring this back. You said this back in December. All right, we'll take a break back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I mentioned this story earlier, first hour, Tom Brady on his Let's Go podcast. He was talking about signing a ball that he threw for an interception with Dre Greenlaw, who I mistakenly thought that he was a rookie. He's been in the NFL for 4 years. And here's Tom Brady talking about being asked to sign that football.
It was for me, to be honest. It was complete but I try to be a gentleman. No, it was actually, look, it was a great play he made. I'm happy he's got the ball. I wish I didn't throw it, but I'm trying to be a good sport because a lot of times I'm not a good sport. I could be a pretty bad sport. And so in the moment when they get me in the right frame of mind, I'm actually a good sport.
I love the answer by Brady. Yes, it's tough. He made a great play, and I need to be a little better competitor there. Here is Dre Greenlaw of the Niners talking about asking Brady.
To go up to Brady after the game to have him sign that ball? What inspired you to do that?
Man, the worst thing he could tell me is no. So, I mean, you know, I was always told if you don't ask, you'll never know. So, I mean, he's a good guy to be able to sign that ball after he didn't throw them picks. Like, that's big time. So, I mean, I appreciate him. He's the greatest. He's the greatest. He's a GOAT. So, I appreciate that.
How did you approach him, and what did he say to you?
Yeah, I went like a little fan. I went like a little fan girl. You know, I tried to, you know, soothe him up, make him feel better. So I'm like, man, yeah, you're the greatest ever, man. You know, all that good stuff. But he is. But I mean, you know, and he was like, yeah, I appreciate it, man. Good job and stuff. And I was like, man, you ain't got to sign the balls. You know, I just, because I knew he looked like he was going through a lot. So I was like, man, you ain't got to sign the balls. And then Fred come over there. Fred's like, you get the ball, son? And I'm just like, yeah, man, now you got to sign these balls. And he signed them. So, I mean, it was cool, man. Yeah, no doubt.
That's gutsy, but I respect it. Absolutely. Aaron in Wisconsin. Aaron, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just heard a really cool stat last night, and I wanted to share it with you.
Okay.
In 2010, a player joined the Chelsea club, wore the number 10, and went on to win the World Cup. In 14, it happened again. He joined the Chelsea club, wore the number 14, went on to win the World Cup. 18, it happened once more. And then in 2022, the player that wore the number 22 for Chelsea is playing for Morocco currently.
Okay. So Morocco is going to win the World Cup.
That's what people think.
All right. Well, thank you, Aaron.
Woo!
I'm not sure I followed it, but...
This is the stat of the day!
Melissa Etheridge there. Luis in Texas. Hi, Luis. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Dan. First time, long time. 510, 205. Although I'm calling from Odessa, Texas, home of the Friday Night Lights, it's also the hometown to Kim Smith. Now, 20 years ago, I was in high school. I drove a 1967 Mustang, and it broke down right outside of the school parking lot. And people were making fun of me and just embarrassed, and it's a 105-degree day. And who pulls up next but Kim Smith? She pulls up, and she offers to give me a ride home. And I choke, I bomb. Instead of asking for an autograph, I say, no, thank you. My dad's heading up here. Now, I'm pouring sweat. I'm embarrassed. And she says, well, do you want to take a break from the heat and sit inside with me in this AC air-conditioned vehicle? And again, I bomb and choke, and I tell her, no, thank you. I'm fine. Thanks.
Wait, Luis, who is Kim Smith?
Okay, Kim Smith was back in 2002. She was on the Maxim Top 100. she was in two NSYNC music videos as a senior in high school, and she was a model for Guess Jeans.
Oh,
and
okay.
For Victoria's Secret.
All right. Well, let me. All right. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, we did some quick research as we are known to do. She was in Van Wilder, Friday Night Lights, Catwoman. She's been in some. Actress, model, swimsuit model, etc.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know who Kim Smith was. Yes, Marv.
And he said no?
Well, he kind of fumbled it.
Huh, you think?
Yeah, he whiffed. George in Texas. Hi, George. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, DP.
Hey, bud.
Also from Odessa, Texas.
Hmm.
Not a friend of Luis's, but, man, if I saw Luis, I would probably slap him. But, hey, DP, I've got an idea for MVD, a name for the most valuable Danette.
Okay.
How about Phil the Show Killer? Award.
But you got to be valuable, and Phil the Show Killer wasn't valuable. Had a great nickname. Yeah, we created the mystique around Phil the Show Killer when we worked at the mothership. He was a guy who was behind the scenes. And
he was good on air with you.
Yeah, a good guy. I liked him. I sent him I gave him a Christmas gift, and it was a check, and then it was like, it might have been like 12 years later. He reaches out and he goes, hey, could you write me that check again? I think I lost it.
Did he frame it like Ricky Henderson?
I have no idea. I said, no, sorry. Statute of limitations on a Christmas gift over there, Phil. We're kind of emblematic of Phil and his work ethic with the show. Good guy. A lot of fun. Good sense of humor. Yes, Marv.
I lost my paycheck. Can you send me another one? Send me like five of them at once.
Biggest name in golf, Tiger Woods, back in action for a day with his son, Charlie. And you got all the great golfers, a family affair, PNC Championship, December 17th and 18th on NBC Golf Channel and Peacock. Final hour coming up on the program. More phone calls as well. Make sure you vote. Most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved. Danette. Go to danpatrick.com. One more item as we close out hour two. It's M Drive here to help you out. It's getting to be that time of the year. This year's coming to an end. And you got to start making plans for 2023. But don't wait till 2023. M Drive supplements are for driven guys. This is supporting healthy testosterone, giving you energy and strength and overall health. You don't want to wait till 2023. Start now. M Drive's for motivated guys. You want to feel your best, have that energy to do the things that you love. And there's no magic pill that makes you feel 20 again. Plus, M Drive's not like the other companies that try to make you feel bad about yourself and then promise to fix everything. M Drive is backed by science, clinically tested. Go into 2023 swinging. Give yourself a chance. 20% off with the coupon code Dan at mdrivedan.com. You can also find M Drive at Rite Aid and Sprouts. So now is the time to get started. 20% off, more energy, strength, and drive. Don't wait till 2023. Use the code Dan at mdrivedan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.